Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, I'm Mukundan. This show's about solving real problems with small, useful AI, things that you can actually use today. Each week, we pick one problem, build a simple workflow or tool, and talk through the decisions about what to automate, how to check quality, and how to make it reliable. If you're a builder, creator, or just AI curious, you'll leave with the steps that you can copy tonight. Hit follow and start with the Startup Hack episodes in the show notes. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Data and AI with Mukundan show. Today, we'll be talking about how you can use AI to create your own elevator pitch. When you're in an elevator, for example, if someone asks you to tell you about yourself, give me like a 30-second overview about yourself. That's what an elevator pitch is, if you're not familiar with it, right? Have you ever had that moment where someone really asks you, tell me about yourself, and your mind starts to blank immediately? Let's say you're in an interview, right? Interview with maybe the hiring manager, and you prepared for this question like hundreds of times over. But on the day of, let's say you are maybe in the middle of your work and you get switched on to this interview. So you had this interview in the middle of your work day. Right, and then you had to do some context switching. And suddenly if someone asks you, like, can you tell me about yourself? And you're just wondering, what was I doing before this? Oh, sorry, what did I learn? It's so hard to context switch from what I was doing before. Man, I just got over like a really tough meeting. How do I get out of that, right? So how do I get out of that and focus on this? So there's those things, right? So tell me about yourself suddenly can feel like the world is like on your shoulders. That's what it feels like at that moment, or at least to me, right? And your mind instantly blanks. So you can have so much preparation before the interview. You could be preparing for 3 to 4 weeks, not just for this interview. I mean, you don't get 3 to 4 weeks for an interview. So not just interviews, it could be, let's say, an important presentation that you're walking into, but the audience doesn't know you in this presentation, right? And you're probably meeting them for the first time. So that kind of stuff. Or it could be while you are doing like an in-person interview, you are waiting in the lobby area and you meet somebody in the office who you might end up interviewing with later. This could be as part of your final round interviews, right? You end up meeting the whole team usually during this round. So you end up seeing them in the lobby area. And you are trying to replay every answer, every possible answer in your mind. Like what is the best way to say this, right? How do you basically answer this in a way so that like your career still advances and you are able to convince the interviewer or anybody whom you meet why you should be a great fit for the role, why you should be delivering this presentation in that important presentation, and why you matter. And if you give like some vague answer or some off-topic answer, here's what happens. People don't see the real you. Giving a generic answer doesn't really cut it. So this was during a recent panel interview I had. So what happened there was, it was one of the later stages of the interviews, and I was asked to present on an my most important project that I've worked on in my career to this audience. But on this occasion, I was asked to deliver a presentation to this panel talking about this project. And one of the first questions before I even get into the presentation was, tell me about yourself, right? That was one where I felt like I really stumbled that one. So that was something that I was thinking about. So I guess it was a lack of preparation on my end, right? Eventually, I didn't get the job, since I'm talking about it in a negative sense. But yeah, obviously didn't get the job. But what I've learned from that is how I can make myself better. What I can do to make myself better. Right? So that was one case. And then there was another one where I was part of like a networking event. Right? And then the people who were at this networking event, I guess at this point I would say people who mattered at this event were very, very smart, and like, you know, they would come up to you and they would talk to you and they'd ask like, hey, so tell me about yourself. And I'd like ramble on, say two or three things, and then like completely go off topic. Or even those two, three things which I did say, they weren't like super memorable, right? Sure, like, I mean, I'm a nice guy, so I'm not saying that I made somebody uncomfortable. It's just, I don't think I made an impression, right? Yeah, so they looked for an opening, I felt like, at some point, and then they did leave. So it wasn't great, right? So that was, you know, I mean, that obviously was a lost opportunity, because I don't think I was able to connect to a level where maybe I got their business card, but it didn't really mean to anything. Tried reaching out after, asking for, you know, any openings in their company. And if there were any openings, just wanted to try to see if I could reach out to them. But there was nothing that they could do, right? And really hear back anything from them. So that was a missed opportunity as well. So, and another one which was like, there was a lot of tech issues when I was on my Zoom call the other day. I was having a lot of internet connectivity issues. Specifically, my Wi-Fi was not working the way I wanted it to. So yeah, and then I was trying to like convey myself, and it's just something that did not work in my favor. Like, neither in my phone also, right? So I guess I was just in a bad internet area, because A, I was not in my home office where I normally am, and I was just maybe, I think I was at a cousin's place at the time, so it wasn't. It was very spotty internet, right? But that being said, like, so that kind of tech issues threw me off as well, and it was a bit difficult to come out of it and just like focus on the actual interview questions. So eventually we did end up rescheduling that interview, but I felt like, yeah, I mean, it's just something I wish could have gone better. So I did feel so bad. I think the next round did kind of okay, still didn't get through. So yeah, that was again a missed opportunity also. So these were like some cases where I felt like I was asked to speak about myself like in 30 seconds or you know, roughly that, and I wasn't able to. So it was a lot of self-doubt, self-criticism started creeping in during this time, and a lot of nagging. So which I felt like I had the skills, but I'm not able to communicate what I did. So this was what was happening. So I wanted to do something about this. Well, obviously, like, you know, this is holding you back. And one day I just decided, well, what if, and this is, I mean, this is not even at a time where I'm like interviewing, but this is just something whenever, you know, a time arises, but I have to do this. And I'm thinking, well, since I'm building a lot of AI apps, what if I can build one to pitch myself in an elevator, like have an elevator pitch ready for me? So that was an idea that I was thinking about, and I felt like it could be done. I made so many apps before, why not this? Why not take myself to the next level? So many rejection emails, financial pressures, and the flash of hope you get after an interview is done. Like, oh, you know what? I'm still in with a chance because I didn't get a rejection. Well, I just gave the interview, so I'm not going to get the rejection right the next second. But I mean, you know, it'll be coming soon if I don't speak about myself the way I'm supposed to. So that's why I wanted to do something about this. And just relieve my stress, right? Had a lot of doubts in this time, as you can figure out by the conversation I'm having so far. And what I wanted to see was, like, how do I make it past this? I just wanted to get past the what if it fails voice. And felt like doing this kind of AI for an elevator pitch, that should be the next step here. So here's what I did. I tried to think, what can I do? What can I do to, relieve myself of the stress? So, a few weeks ago, I just decided, well, let me think through. So this, just keep in mind at this time, I'm not looking for jobs, but it's something that, if I was looking, then obviously that ideas come to me. But like, if you're not looking actively, it does take a while to come up with it. So anyway, but I still came up with it after maybe spending a week or so on it. When the spent a lot of time coding, and eventually you had to see what the prompt was that made sense. Right, and when other prompts did not, like what a prompt does not. And coding is tough, but like with these days with AI, it's definitely easier, but you still have to think through what exact solution you want, what kind of problem you want to solve, how you want the code to look like, how you want everything to look like, right? So that kind of thing, you still need to train AI, obviously. And finally, just, you know, build this app, right? And it was a cool Python based app. I use Python Streamlit, which is like a Python-based front-end
language. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Library, which helps you to write very easy code to display your code on the front end, right? Like, so let's say you build an app, everything that you see on the front end would be based on Streamlit and not like some JavaScript or anything. Streamlit is so easy. I don't know what's being used in the back end. Maybe it's JavaScript being used in the back end, but Streamlit is so easy to use because I personally don't know coding, so Streamlit helps in that aspect. And if you've heard my other episodes so far, you've probably noticed that I've been using Streamlit a lot. And I did in this example as well. So when I built this app, it was again a simple app, but like the prompt was what mattered here. Here is what I tried with the app. And I asked a couple of my friends to give me their opinion, like what kind of questions should I try with, what kind of AI pitches would they like to see. And they gave me some ideas, but like I think eventually I just went with the ones I asked ChatGPT, I mean the app itself, which uses AI on the back end. I asked that AI itself to give me three prompts, right? Like I'm just asking, got some ideas from my friends. One of us was like a marketing analyst, one was seeking a transition to product management, and one was like a founder of an edtech startup back home. So there's like three different cases which I saw, and I was asking the AI itself, right? Keep saying ChatGPT, but it technically means AI. Asking some friends for ideas, and eventually I asked ChatGPT or whatever this AI is for ideas. The AI gave me some good ideas. So one was, it said, recent grad seeking a marketing analyst role. And here's what it said. It said, hi, I'm Priya, a marketing analytics grad with hands-on experience in social media campaigns. In my internship at company X, I built a dashboard that increased ads spend efficiency by 22%. I'm passionate about data-driven storytelling and want to help mission-driven brands like yours reach Gen Z audiences. My goal is to join your marketing team and translate data into actionable insights that grow your community. Let's connect to explore how I can contribute. So now you can see, that was one example there, right? So it gave an example of how Priya, who's a marketing analytics graduate, can talk to a potential future hiring manager, or any hiring manager for that matter, right? How she can pitch herself in interviews. So gives that internship experience, what kind of impact she made in that internship, what her passion is, and why she wants to join this company, right? So that kind of stuff in this first example. And then another example it spit out was a mid-career software engineer transitioning to product management. So it said, hi, I'm Alex, a senior software engineer who has spent 8 years building scalable SaaS platforms. And over the last year, I led a cross-functional team to launch a features pipeline that boosted revenue by 15%. After interviewing users and collaborating with designers, I fell in love with product strategy. I'm now pursuing a product manager role where I can blend my technical expertise with user empathy to deliver products that delight customers. And I'd love to discuss how my engineering background can help bridge tech and business at your company. So that was another example. And the third one is a founder pitching an edtech startup. So this was, hi, my name is Sam, and I'm the founder of, you know, company, whatever, ABC. And an AI-powered platform that powers personalized study plans for college students. While tutoring underserved students, I saw how one-size-fits-all courses leave learners behind. Our beta users improved their grades by 30% with our adaptive system. I'm raising seed funding to scale, hire more engineers, and partner with universities. Together, we can democratize. I mean, this is raising seed funding to scale some company, and again, it's like a made-up company. Hire more engineers and partner with university. So this is the stuff that AI came up with. And it said, like, also together we can democratize education and close achievement gaps. So the three different examples it gave you, but it's very interesting, right? How these different tones for these different kinds of people would help them progress in their careers. And it's a bit different than when you're giving an interview, because this is like, you know, these are people at your company. So you don't need to give them one. Just keep it very high level. It's not like I have to tell them, like, you know, you worked on SQL a lot, even though that's something I do a lot. So yeah, this was an interesting experience, but I asked AI to give me that presentation, and what it came up with was very interesting. It just said, hi, I'm Mukundan. I've been a data analyst for like over a period of time. I've I've worked across startups and big companies, and you know what I like about the team here is how everybody is like so fast-paced and so fast-paced and agile. So that is really continues to motivate me every day, and seeing a very collaborative team. So that kind of stuff that AI told, right? So very simple. And I'm excited to like meet with all of you. Discuss topic X. You've seen that was like pretty simple as well. So let's take a quick ad break here. Have you ever tried to do podcasting? Have you ever tried to start your own podcast? When I first started, I actually was not even planning to become a podcaster until maybe August or September of last year, of 2024. And when I first started, like I didn't know what I was going to do. I tried different platforms. And eventually I landed with RSS.com. A couple of months into my podcasting journey, I came across RSS.com. And RSS.com has been amazing. It has helped me migrate from an old podcasting network into a new one. And why I migrated to RSS.com? Because they have an amazing distribution network. So you're able to publish your podcast to platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Deezer.com, and plenty of others. And it also enables you to connect with YouTube. Why I recommend RSS.com as your first podcasting network is because it allows you now to make money from your podcast, even though you have very less audience. So let's say you just have an audience of, you just have 10 downloads a month. They allow you to start earning through their new paid program. The paid program is programmatic ads inserted dynamically. So basically they have ads which are dynamically inserted into your podcast, and you can start making money right away. So if you want to start making money from your podcast with very less downloads and with practically no audience, and downloads is really no audience, join now for RSS. Please know that I'm an affiliate partner of RSS.com. If you make a purchase through my link, you'll help support the show through no extra cost to you. So join RSS.com today to start earning from your podcast, especially if you're especially if you're in the early stages. Another platform that I want to talk about was Cider.ai. So this is for research. This is to help you keep researching about more topics. If you want to come up with more topics for your podcast, if you want to do more research about those topics, look no further than Cider.ai. It's the tool helping students, job seekers, founders keep learning about different things that's coming up in their field, whatever they're doing. Cider.ai is perfect for this. I've used it for a ton of my research. It helps summarize, it helps ask questions and answers from data for everything. For me, it's been a perfect partner, and I hope it will be for you as well. Join Cider.ai today. That is also my affiliate partner. So, you know, if you make a purchase, you will be supporting the show through no extra cost to you. So if you try this, there's like a link to build it yourself, this elevator pitch. Here's what I wanted to do next. Like I mentioned, there's a blog post link which has the code of how you can implement this elevator pitch AI for your own needs. And I'll attach the prompt as well below in the show notes. I would invite you to maybe try the code by yourself. And if you don't want to try the code, just use the prompt. Right? The prompt is just easy. I would ask you to just send before and after stories of your pitches. What happens before you try the prompt and what happens after you try those prompt. So I just like to thank you all for listening in for another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. Please know that AI isn't replacing interviews, isn't replacing you. Maybe you have some AI-based interviews, but it's not supposed to replace you. This is supposed to help you develop yourself. That's all for today, and thank you for spending time with me on another episode.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.